I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The city of Monterrey in northern Mexico is the industrial hub of the country. Some 4 million people call the area home. Now, the city is in a semi-arid region, and that means two big problems with water, either not enough of it or way too much. Fixing the area's infrastructure to deal with both of those realities could cost billions, but an American environmental organization has a cheaper solution, and it's getting some bitter corporate rivals to come together to pay for it. From Monterrey, here's The World's Jason Margolis.
The Santa Catarina River runs right through the center of Monterrey. It's a dry riverbed most of the year. A gully of dirt and grass is surrounded by businesses, factories, and hotels. It's hard to imagine what it looked like 7 years ago when Hurricane Alex tore through the area.
In 2 days, we had the equivalent of 1 year's rainfall in Monterrey.
That's Colin Herron with the environmental organization The Nature Conservancy. Water came gushing down from the jagged mountains that ring the city. 15 people in the area died. Floods destroyed bridges and roads and washed away cars. Zoo animals were swept away and hundreds of schools were damaged. AccuWeather described the city as, quote, beyond recognition.
That water came down and hit the city like a bomb, basically.
Devastating, but also curious. Monterrey was hit by a stronger hurricane 22 years before. That one didn't cause nearly as much damage. If you want to understand why, you need to head up into the mountains.
In the 22 years it intervened, the upper watershed here, which serves as a buffer to protect the city normally, had lost a lot of its forest cover.
Trees and plants in the mountains here used to absorb a lot of rainfall, but fires and a pernicious bark beetle laid waste to a lot of them. Other areas were cleared for agriculture and development.
A lot of people have in Monterrey have like weekend homes here where they go to get out of the city.
On the way up into the mountains, we stop at a massive dam. The 350-foot-tall Rompe Picos Dam was built 10 years ago. It held back some of the waters during Hurricane Alex, but it can't hold all of the water that can run off during big rains.
The dam is only in a particular channel, and this area is vast. So
the government had a few choices. It could do nothing, take its chances. It could erect a bunch more barriers. That's expensive. Or it could try a cheaper approach that the Nature Conservancy is helping to develop. Replant trees. Herron says with more trees, you don't need so many dams. Trees retain water in the soil, and unlike a dam, a healthy forest does a lot of other things.
It will also be improving air quality and also sequestering carbon as well.
That helps to fight climate change, which is contributing to bigger storms. Trees also help filter water and replenish the aquifers in a dry area with a growing population. We get back in the truck. The road of dirt and rocks gets far bumpier. Calling it a road is being generous, but at least it's dry.
When Hurricane Alex hit in 2010, this road spent about a week under the water.
After a couple of hours, we reach a tiny community high in the mountains, Ejido Canoas. Santana Arizpe says 30 people live here. They're subsistence farmers. The 61-year-old wears a cowboy hat and a child's Spider-Man backpack. He walks with a cane as we hike up a steep mountainside where we meet another older man swinging a pickaxe to break up the dry soil. His name is Enrique Garcia. Garcia says he wakes up at 6 a.m. and works until 5 p.m. He's planting tiny pine trees and cactus-like agave plants that are just a few inches high. He says he can plant up to 200 a day, and for every one of those, his village earns 20 to 30 cents. Last year, they put 20,000 in the ground, earning about $6,000. It's not much, but Arizpe isn't complaining. He says they can buy food, clothes, and shoes. Now they don't have to rely on relatives in the big city. And those checks they're cashing, they're not coming from the government. They're being written by corporations like FEMSA.
FEMSA is the largest Coca-Cola bottler now in the world.
That's Mariano Montero, director of the FEMSA Foundation. FEMSA has directly contributed $5 million to restore watersheds throughout Latin America. It's in their interest. They're a big water user. It's not just Coke that's ponying up. Pepsi and Heineken are pitching in, too. Montero says they're putting competition aside and jointly bearing the costs.
Because we rely on the aquifers for our supply of water.
Still, I asked Montero, why not wait for the government to pay for a fix?
The problems that we are facing in the 21st century cannot be solved with the paradigms of the 20th century. In the 20th century, we left the government to do a lot of things. And oftentimes we find that it has not been efficient. It has not been the solution for these problems.
But he's not saying corporations can solve these problems alone. The state government of Nueva León is still going to have to do the heavy lifting. I stop at another dam and reservoir with the Nature Conservancy's Colin Heron, where people are picnicking.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice area for people to come to. Some people come here at the weekend.
The Nature Conservancy has raised a few million dollars from corporate sponsors in Monterrey for the reforestation projects. Ultimately, they want $50 million to plant perhaps 100 million trees in deforested areas. Heron says the corporate seed money for the current pilot programs can show the government that investments in nature are a wise choice.
So what we're doing with Heineken and Pepsi is really showing the government, hey, this scheme makes perfect sense. And look at the benefits this is providing for the city. Now what we need is for you guys to really put your hand in your pocket and invest in this in a sustainable way.
The Nature Conservancy is doing this type of work in troubled watersheds in 25 locations throughout Latin America and the U.S. It's ultimately offering local governments this, a bargain, using nature and not huge infrastructure projects to replenish groundwater, minimize flood risks, and fight climate change at a fraction of the cost. For The World, Jason Margolis, Monterrey, Mexico.